Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the Titan of Earth.
Flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the ninth episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, a fifth edition Dungeons and Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season of Law and Disorder.
Our heroes have found themselves on the moon. And having dealt with a pesky problem with their transport, they are now well and truly on their way to meet the Lady of Doom. But they have had to say goodbye, at least temporarily, to some of their number. Gwen and Pons have sectioned themselves off within the Titan, traveling through time at an accelerated rate, so that they may grow old with their children. And this leaves the rest of our heroes unsupervised and on their way to the city of Candera and all that entails.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help us out, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, or you can go to patreon.com/Law and Disorder Podcast, and you can help us out there. There are heaps of great rewards. Find us online at thatsnotcanon.com. And now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me to play the game are
Jack playing Dashbold.
Sebastian playing Jim. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. It's just a little aside.
I'll wait for you to finish because I am Isaac playing Am.
And Nick playing Black Patty.
No Miranda because
she dead.
Gwen
she dead.
Is in
the death chamber.
The furnace.
The Chamber of Time.
Time Furnace.
The Chamber of Secrets.
Well, I don't know. Maybe 6 years have already passed and she's level 26.
How big is the chamber?
It is exactly the same space as all of you have kind of been living in.
There's going to be so much dodgy shit in that tiny little room.
Yep.
Wait, the exact same space
tiny
as
little
the
room.
Entire
it's
Titan.
A giant hall
it's
with its own
Titan.
Gardens. And
okay.
Yeah, there's, you all have been living in quite a large mansion-like space and there's just... Section that off. Everyone who wasn't in there has been moved
out. So we have
the
smaller space now.
You have the rest of the Titan.
Wait, no, I want them to have most of it.
They've got exactly as much as Pan could give them. Jesus Christ.
James didn't lose his entire mind to live in half a Titan, thank you very much. He wants the whole Titan.
Okay, he's got the whole Titan.
Excellent.
Because they don't exist at the moment, so you've got the Titan.
Excellent. As right. captain of the Titan, my first command.
All right, guys, we're going to go to see the Lady of Doom.
So you are in the Titan of Earth, walking across the surface of the moon.
Ooh.
Now, the surface of the moon is rather barren. Not so much in the desert sense, but in just like the same silvery grass kind of covers everything.
It's like a giant steppe.
Like yeah, Russia. Yeah. There's a few mountainous regions, a few kind of rolling hills, but mm-hmm. mostly just plains of this same grass. Yeah. Jim spends his time separate to most of you. He seems very keen on hiding away. How do you all spend your time? It's going to be a day or so until you get to the city proper, city of Kandera.
Hang out with Greta. Probably see what Em's doing and Black Patty.
Yeah. I'm going to be drinking whoever I can find.
Probably drink Tim, with
Cornell.
Tim and Black Patty a couple of times.
Did Defil go into the hyperbolic time chamber?
He did.
He's going to grow up to be such a good boy.
He's going to be an assassin. And first thing he's going to do is kill you.
He's going to grow up to be a barbarian boy with lots of muscles and no brains, right?
You were literally training him to be a wizard.
Yeah, but then I forgot everything, so I kind of been a good teacher. And my lessons got interrupted by the apocalypse, so he kind of too much.
And now he's living with a lich.
Oh, no.
I was what the good influence. Go who knew?
Well, he's also living with Pons, so that should balance it out to being a normal
who
peasant.
Is a ghost.
Still.
Pons learnt from a ghost, so and it got a him lot killed. Of undead. This is a bad combination.
That's what I'm getting from
lots
this.
Of undead.
Lots of undead.
Five-way multi-class.
Purge.
Well, Pons is technically alive now. He had a true res.
He is the most corporeal of ghosts.
He was a ghost. Now he's a real boy.
Like a lich.
Mm. Oh, he's a puppet.
Was.
No. Was a puppet.
Yes.
But now is a real boy.
Yes.
Did he have that donkey stage where he turned into a donkey?
No.
Okay. Interesting. Can we have that later?
James could have. Jim can't.
Yeah, Jim has never actually seen a donkey. He has. He's lived on a farm.
But he doesn't have any spells anymore.
That's true. But he knows what a donkey looks like. So if he sees one, he's pretty good at saying that's a donkey.
Dashbell might have polymorph.
I could.
But not anymore because Pons is in the hyperbolic time chamber.
He can wait.
If I level up again, I could forget something and then take that spell for the memes.
Mm. Let's level up again.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, wow. Nice. Sounds like you want a mission.
Let's go. Maybe we should kill villages of people for the bad guys.
Get to the city. Boom. Good work, guys. Here's some XP.
On your way to the city, you come to what looks like a sea or a lake. But the lake isn't filled with water. It seems like little clear orbs. Pan asks, do we go through or around? I worry about the destruction I will wreak if these orbs are sacred to someone.
Could we ask Ariel or anyone else we have contact where they went?
I will send a missive.
Great. Let's do that. We've made good time. We can chill for a bit.
Are we in any rush? This is just asking in general.
Not particularly.
I mean, just go around the thing.
We just find the best path.
Mm. Let's just enjoy the scenery. We'll take the scenic route and just enjoy all the splendor of the moon.
So Dashbold in Dashbold room says, let's ask Ariel. She's our boss now. Jim says, let's just go around. We're not in any rush. M in M's room.
M in M room is practicing using a dagger.
and ignores the question.
Oh, she doesn't care.
Black Patty says, does the Titan float?
No.
And I keep drinking.
All right. You all observe as the Titan keeps moving along the shore.
Isn't like around the outskirts of it?
Correct.
Compromise.
You see that it is a lake, but a very big lake. Pan, in about an hour, responds to Dashbold saying, we received no response from Ariel Cordwyn.
I see. Maybe she's
gone very, very far away. Fighting the gods or something, maybe?
Perhaps. That is what we're here to do,
isn't it? Sending.
And sending works only on the plane of existence or any
plane?
Same
plane of existence, yeah.
It doesn't work.
Ow, can't even ping her. All right. Do we have anyone else to contact while we're ambling on?
Playa Karktar.
I mean, yeah.
I shall send a missive.
Right. Just send all the missives to everyone.
An hour later, there is no response.
Great.
Ashbold.
Yeah?
Come on, let's go drinking.
Sure. Well, let us know if you see anything, Pan.
Don't talk to them. They're not good people. Come.
Shall I try Lavinia?
Yeah.
No, Pan. Thank you, Pan. Come on, Dashbold.
Everyone.
There is no response.
Wow.
Dashbold, if you don't come now, you're not getting anything to drink.
Okay, I'm coming. See you, Pan. I press the button.
I mean, Pan's literally everywhere. Like, I mean,
I can't help it, okay?
As you have traveled for a few hours, again, there's no nighttime here. It is constant. It's not as bright as it was on Earth daytime, but it's about 80% of that.
As I'm walking along Black Paddy, I just say to Pan, can you find where the other Titans went? Path? Scan or something?
I cannot reach them in any way.
Isn't there like giant footprints in the ground?
We left their tracks many days ago. They did not go directly to the city.
And we are. Okay.
To the left-hand side of the Titan, you see what you think is a mine. A giant strip mine. A huge hole in the ground with ridges along the side, similar to Pit End, Dashbold recognizes. But there doesn't seem to be anyone living in this particular mine.
Is there a road from the mine to going in any direction?
No, just grassland.
Okay.
Still just this grassland. And as you get closer to it, you can see that this mine, if this is what it is, this excavation, is in the shape of a giant face that's kind of impressed into the earth.
Oof. Does it look recent?
Can you give me a definition of recent? Like in the last weeks or the last days or the last years?
Last years. Like, is this something that's been around for maybe months or longer?
You would definitely say longer than months.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it does look like it's been made to be transversed. Like you're meant to walk down it or travel down it in some way. Yep. But it's nowhere near big enough for the Titan to walk down.
Mm.
If you're not stopping, you continue onwards.
Actually, Pan, go wander over that way. I want to have a look.
All right. Pan will wander over to the edge of this, to the chin of this face, and you can see that it is a rather elegant, almost elven-like face, a bit broader than your regular elf, but sharper features, so a longer nose, a bit pointier of a chin than an elf as well. And it just seems to be a massive excavation in the shape of a face.
Nothing in there seems to kind of hint at its purpose or anything? No altars or anything like that?
There does seem to be two pools instead of, like, eyes.
Yep.
But other than that, it's pretty featureless, and that could just be...
Collected water. Yeah. Okay, I'll just briefly commit the face to memory. And thanks, Ben.
Okay.
Is it a boy's face or a girl's face?
Elves, can't tell.
Androgynous.
Okay.
You continue onwards.
Yep.
And that's when Dashbold feels a weirdness coming from the right hand.
How's Dashbold's speech pattern?
It's like an excited anticipation and almost like you want to fight something.
Mm. So just for me personally, I don't feel like there's something like from the right of the Titan.
This feeling is like when you focus on it,
yeah,
draws you in a certain direction.
Pan, can you look to the right? I feel something, strong energy there.
There is an entity there that I cannot understand. And as the Titan approaches it, you see what looks to be like a snake standing on its tail, coiled in an ever-expanding spiral until it gets to a head in the shape of a lion. And as you get even closer, this snake is approximately 3 times the height of your Titan, coiled up, made entirely out of trees and spikes and plant growth. And there's yellow crackling energy traveling down it.
We should stay away from that.
No, that looks a bit...
It looks like...
It looks alive.
Heavy.
But dormant.
How far from the Titan did you say it was?
About an hour at the moment.
Does it look like Fey energy?
That's close enough.
Like, yes, absolutely. Chaotic.
I think this is one of this was once a Fey Lord. It reminds me of what my lady was turned into, by all accounts. That energy.
We should leave it alone.
One of the allies of the Lady of Doom, or one of the controlled beings, at least. Definitely one not something we need to probe.
No.
No.
Do you want to probe the snake?
God, no.
I love that this is just all so beyond Jim that he has no input. It's like, yeah, whoa, that's pretty big, eh? So we're going the other way.
Jim, can I have a sandwich?
Sure.
Thanks. I put my hand out for a sandwich.
Cool. I do have 10 days of the rations on me, which I assume.
Yeah, but any of them sandwiches?
Zane?
No,
but there's probably bread.
So you can make
and I can put bread in between bread and serve you a bread sandwich.
Like last time we went out, I didn't get to have any, and I really liked
this. This is the food from last time I went out, but I don't think I'd say.
Well, you did eat some of it as you were in the village for a while.
I definitely would have because they're
and you hated the chalk fruit.
Yeah, I would have just. I probably ate all of it. Actually, now that I think of it, but we're in Pan. There's food, I assume.
Yes, there is.
I go to the Pan tree and make a sandwich.
Do you have inspiration?
I can't. Probably not.
It's gone now.
Oh, I did.
You did.
What did I have it for? I did something good. It's gone. Worth it.
Can I have inspiration of having PTSD last episode?
I believe I already gave it to you.
Yes.
But not on mic.
Yeah.
So now, yes, you may.
It's like, it's real. So I'll like underline it.
And I gave Patty
inspiration
for something. Inspiration
as well for being homicidal, I think.
I wanted to give it to you for stabbing James.
Yeah.
I found that very
you
entertaining.
You were very happy about that.
What did I even get mine for?
Something. I can't remember. Listen to the recordings.
I will never do that.
Next skill challenge,
I'm going to go to the pantry and be like, do you want salami? I got some cold cut meats here. Like, what do you eat? I'll get some salami.
Yeah, I'll get some salami, eggs, salami and eggs.
Is there a place to cook or is it all just like, it is just like, you just...
It comes cooked.
Okay.
Hogwarts.
I'll get a toasted cheese and ham sandwich, but with some salami. So it's like, it's like from Subway. Eat fresh, but toasted.
We're not sponsored by Subway.
But we could be.
Yeah.
For money.
Now, as the Titan continues moving, you see a warm yellow glow on the horizon, which you assume to be Kandera. However, you come across another of these Fey creatures. This one is some sort of horned berserker. Again, much taller than the Titan. Sitting on a throne of ice, axe in one hand, sword in the other, alive, breathing, dormant.
What does it feel like?
Again, this kind of like excitement for battle.
Guardians around the city, maybe.
Moving
Looks like
on.
We're going in the right
so who
direction.
Else wants a sandwich, I guess?
Oh.
I've got sandwich time. If we're going to just walk back and forth for a while, which is completely okay.
You're continuing towards the city, and as you go, there are several more of these things. And M, particularly with her investigative skills, plotting these out in her head, you can see that it's almost geometric, their placement.
Yeah.
Getting closer and closer to the city.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're in concentric rings.
Is it like sort of remind one of how Unthalas is set out?
Not particularly Unthalas, but if you were to draw a series of circles getting larger and larger around a point, that it seems to be the lines along which they are
placed.
Same
sort of interest in geometry for whatever reason.
Do they look like does it look like they're kind of guarding outwards or inwards?
Some of them don't have faces.
Mm.
You're not particularly sure how to interpret what they are and what they're doing. They don't. There's not like a placement, whether they're all like facing outwards away from Kandera or whether they're facing inwards. Mm. But all of them are in this kind of like, give you this sense of waiting, but like excited waiting, like anticipation.
Mm.
And then as Kandera breaks the horizon, Dashbolt sees the Lady of the North Wind, a giant whale ship.
Yes.
Surrounded by storm clouds, with lightning flaring as it strikes into the body slash hull of this creature.
Does my ring react in any way?
In no way.
No way.
You see on the bow of the ship, the great woman that has given you all your gifts. Again, her face twisted, ready for battle.
Who's the angry chick?
Angry ship, you mean?
So it was the lady on the boat, didn't you?
Like the masthead.
Okay, who's the angry ship? You're welcome.
What was it attacking, sorry?
Nothing.
Oh, I think it was attacking.
Yeah, no, she's there's just ready for battle.
There's clouds surrounding her, then the lightning is striking the boat slash whale, but that seems to be energizing it, if anything.
Were they, like, mind-controlled by Lady Doom last time we checked in?
I don't know how they're controlled, but they were twisted into this form.
The last you heard is she fell.
Yeah, she was defeated.
She was someone...
defeated in battle.
Delivered some sort of artifact or something.
Turned into this
tree
and took off to the sky.
I have a feeling that these beings aren't merely here for decoration.
No, I think they're like chained dogs ready to attack his master's command.
I think it's the other way.
Or guardians.
They're chained to not get into the city.
Oh, of course, but the Lady of Doom's going to use them for something.
Maybe, but it does present an interesting concept.
I just really want to free my lady, if anything.
So do I.
So, Em, do you want a sandwich?
Yeah.
Do you have any beef Wilnistrians?
Sure.
It's like a beef Wellington, but better because it's from Wilnistria.
I'm sure I can manage that. Hey, Pan, do you know any innately racist dishes? Correct. Okay. I'll just wing it. What's the most racist herb that you can add?
Racist herb.
I guess salt?
I guess I'll decorate it with like bits of a cotton.
Can
plant?
We get a little bit? Can we get like close enough for the lady to hear?
Wait, what's this?
Can we get close enough with the Titan for the Lady of the North Wind to like hear us?
Nothing stopping you from going up and touching her. You've just been avoiding these things as much as you can.
I'd like to play a Fae song of connection, really loud, amplified by her own magic. She's so given me.
You want to go out on a balcony of the? Okay.
As we go past, and just try connecting with music.
Okay, the Pan takes
and not
the...
take 10d20 lightning damage.
Just 3.
I ready action dodge. I'm joking.
Pan takes the Titan up until you're 100 feet away from this creature. And so the masthead itself is about the same size as the Titan, with the tower and its the boat and the whale body flowing back, seemingly floating on an ocean of steam that dissipates as soon as it gets far enough away and folds back in on itself. You start playing your song, and the masthead reaches back, draws a spear, and then closes its eyes and hums along.
How does my ring react?
No reaction.
Do you guys think we should get closer?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I'll just go with what Black Patty says.
That's always
the
a good
balance
choice.
Of power has shifted.
Oh, dear.
With no Gwen, and James is now Jim.
Gwen would just grab that Patty bulb and take him back inside.
don't do that. Don't go closer to it.
Look, it's working.
What's working exactly?
You'll see.
Okay.
I keep playing.
Just making sure I didn't miss anything.
Pan. Reach your hand out to it and we'll walk along the arm. Come on, Dashbolt.
Keep playing.
We're going up to the face.
Is there a more secluded part of the giant robot that I could go to? Right
other
now?
Than the balcony closest to this thing?
Correct.
Yeah, you can go inside.
Yeah, I'm going to go inside. I'll put the sandwiches that I've made and the And what was the
Wollnistrian
Wellington?
Beef Wollnistrian.
Yeah, beef Wollnistrians, which is just a beef Wellington,
yeah,
but with
stuff.
Cotton on top.
Why would you put cotton?
Because it's the only thing I could think about that had like really racist connotations to
why?
It. Don't eat the cotton. It's just
why
decorative.
Would you make it
I
so
mean,
racist?
You could make it like fried chicken and watermelon.
No, I wanted a sign of oppression, so I thought I figured like cotton.
Why are you trying?
Why not
to,
just a shackle?
Why are you trying?
That's a good point. Okay,
why
I'll
are you
be
trying
back.
To be racist
to
towards Wollnistrians?
I'm not. No, just because the Wollnistrians are famously racist, and you asked for
not racist,
the Wollnistrian version of a dish.
Elitist.
Okay, I add gold to it. I don't know.
There
gold
you
flakes.
Go. That's perfect.
So I'm going to go back to my room and just listen, guys. Good luck. We're all counting on you. And by we, I mean me. And by me, I mean not me. I leave.
Okay. M. The arm of the Titan stretches up and out as the Titan kind of swivels itself out and the bricks slide across each other so that the arm is underneath the balcony, reaches up in a perfect pathway to the face of the Lady of the North Wind.
My curiosity tells me to go for it. Come on, let's go save my lady. My diplomatic mind says, don't do anything to upset our new overlords, so I'm going to remain... No, we're just going to say hi. Look... They can kill us with a... I just want to make a connection. I'm sure you can, but... The lady that's giving me my power. We're all on the same side. We're on this... There are bigger things at play here than one fey goddess. We can do those at any time, buddy. One mistake and it's over.
Thank you. Are we going to touch it? Thank you.
No.
Oh, God.
You're not there.
Us. I know. I'm just remembering that we brought a child with us. Good job, murderers.
Thank you.
I didn't make the child a sandwich. I would have made an extra sandwich if I had remembered that we had a guest.
Yeah, but you didn't remember.
But I didn't remember, so I just served three sandwiches, took them all for myself. And was like,
we will touch her with song, thank you. And I stride out along the arm. I'm not going out.
Oh, I better go, I guess.
Yeah. FOMO. It's your fault.
Thank you, I'm going.
No,
Isbin is very excited.
Come on, Isbin, let's go.
Can you keep Isbin back? I'm trying.
Ah, no, he's right.
Roll strength. Isbin, you can't go up.
Runs up along the arm. If you want to dive, you can make opposed dex.
No, there are bigger things at play than one bunny. Isbin, I strongly suggest you go back. I'll tell you everything.
Thank you. If it's dangerous, you shouldn't go, thank you.
You're right.
You're a fool, thank you.
But You're way less of a fool than us. Don't forget that you should go back.
Thank you, but I'm here to learn. Thank you.
You can learn.
Come on, Dashbold. Let's go. And I grab Isbin.
I swear if you get them killed, I will throw you
off. Wouldn't be the first youngster I've gotten killed. Come on, Isbin.
Stay close, buddy. Be fast.
Okay. Are you guiding Isbin by the hand?
Oh, no. I'm pushing him along by the shoulder.
Okay. All right, you head out along the arm and up to the giant face of the Lady of the North Wind.
I'm playing. It's okay.
The hand of the Titan gets within 2 feet of her cheek,
mm-hmm.
and you're looking up at her cheekbone and eyelash made out of this silvery wood. It looks like wood, but it...
Crackles.
It has the texture of wood, but it does not... look like it is actually wood. It looks like some sort of silvery material. And she's still grasping her spear and humming. And at this point, the humming is vibrating through all of your bodies. And you all ready to fight.
This is good.
The moment you have advantage on initiative.
That's great.
Like,
I
do we
want
need to roll initiative?
Not yet. But I'm just saying that's the effect that these things have passively.
Nice.
Feel so alive. I just want to play my song and reach, touch, and commune with my lady once more.
Hey, Isbin, can you carry a tune?
Thank you. I can sing. Thank you.
Yeah. See if you can sing with them.
I'm going to assume that Dashbold's played this song before.
I don't touch with my ring hand, by the way.
You don't touch with the ring hand?
Yeah.
It's using the ring hand to play...
Mm.
The lute?
The lute has another hand.
Yeah.
So you do it one-handed.
Okay. I will say the hand that you use to play the lute is your ring hand. So you're playing the lute with your off hand.
Okay, fine.
I'm just saying, like, canonically, that's what we've set up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Looks like canonically I'm touching with my warlock focus.
Okay. I didn't even take that into account until you brought it up. I'm just saying. Dashbold plays his lute and puts his hand on the cheek of the Lady of the North Wind. And a tear rolls down her face as he is forcefully yanked shoulder deep into her cheek. And we're rolling initiative.
Luckily, with advantage.
I have advantage.
Unluckily, everything here has advantage.
This is a shit decision. But also, great.
Oh boy. 25.
Are the rest of us rolling for the sake that the Titan's about to be in combat, or are we fully excluded from the zone?
M can roll if she wants, but you cannot. The Titan isn't going to be in.
Oh, perfect. I want the record to show that I'm running a bath.
You're always running a bath.
Yeah, Jim is...
This is why you're always naked.
Yeah. Jim's not even a cleanly like freak or anything like that.
He just likes being naked.
He just likes warm water. Like, he's just relaxing. It's all about finding that zen, all about relaxing, keeping those muscles loose, you know, just in case. You got to run away really quickly.
Okay. 25.
I want the visual of him opening up his like cupboard, and there's just like 70 rubber ducks, and they're all like different sizes, different colors. He's just like, which one am I going to pick? And if you can come to me every so often during initiative, we can go through the catalog of ducks. That's a choice that I'll leave with.
Oh, you could do some rolls to narrow it down to which.
That's true.
Dashbold like, rolls 17 as he gets yanked into the lady's cheek. Great decision.
I didn't say touch her.
Is M rolling initiative? Or just watching this happen?
I think I will, but she will just be watching, just in case.
Really
goes
high
down.
Mm-hmm. Watching roll.
Ooh, that's really good.
You can roll
it's
advantage,
it's a 10.
Oh, no, we can. Oh, I rolled a 19. Sorry.
It doesn't change anything. Patty.
Yes.
He's been yanked in, shoulder deep, clothes and all.
It's fine.
Does he look alarmed?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going
to
pull
alarmed, it. But like thrilled
yeah.
to be fighting, finally.
All right, I'm going to take your arm off. Hold still. And I draw my sword.
No, 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 no. Come on.
All right. And I'm just going to punch him in the face.
I grab your arm.
Punch
pull
you in the
in.
Face.
I'm
going to
pull you in with me.
Okay, I don't punch you in the face.
What is your roll?
It's 3 on the dice. I'm not proficient in unarmed, am I?
Yeah. No.
I mean, even if it's a yes, that's still... No.
Wait, if Dashwell counts as an ally...
You miss.
...and an enemy at the same time, does that mean you get advantage?
You miss... No. You miss... Highs or lows?
Lows.
Actually, no. Odds or evens?
Oh, evens. Piss.
You hit the Titan, and you go in up to your shoulder.
Awkward.
It feels warm, but unyielding. Dashboard.
Yeah.
It's your initiative.
Cool. So I'm going in arm first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it doesn't feel like you're going in. It feels like you are just stuck here now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like you could push in further. It feels like it's just kind of grabbed you. That's it. You're just stuck here.
Okay.
It doesn't feel like you can yield it in any direction.
What's the status of my loot?
It's hanging by your side. It kind of got banged up against it when you got pulled towards it, but you stopped playing, but you haven't lost it. It's not broken.
I'd like to keep playing. I'd like to play a Fae song of...
Release.
Release. A Fae song of goodbye.
Aww. Roll me a performance at disadvantage.
You got this, buddy.
14. Oh, sorry. 13.
Do you steal James's die?
Yep, and they betrayed him.
A 14, okay, yeah, you strike up a tune and you don't feel any different, but you really want to fight. That's why you're at disadvantage, because you wanted to hit something, not play a song, and you had to force your hand to not try and hit back. At this moment, you hear out of the waves of like steamy mist beneath the boat whale, you hear dolphins, and they jump up and they're swimming through the air towards you. Dolphins made entirely of lightning, and they're both going to make an attack at both of you. Oh, that's a crit. That's a hit. Black Patty, you are taking 18 points of lightning damage. Dashbold, you are taking 10 points of lightning damage as they swim past you through the air. Isbin darts forward, pulls a dagger from you don't know where she got a dagger from, what she's doing, and just kind of shoves it into the Lady of the North Wind, and it just kind of skids along the side. She doesn't do anything because she's attacking wood, metal stuff. But yeah, Isbin is in the fight, everyone. And now, next to the people who just got electrocuted, M.
I watch.
One Excellent. Session. It took
With
me
advantage?
One session to turn someone who was raised in a village of pacifists for her to reveal her secret dagger and stab at something. That's the influence you two are. Raised by pacifists.
She was just
one session
waiting,
dagger.
Waiting for that outlet.
Yeah, I feel like she shouldn't have had the dagger on her. That's suspicious. Almost like I was right about them being evil all along.
You thought the custard people were evil all along.
They were.
What did they do that was evil?
They were going to eat us blob style.
Never.
They never got a chance because they were murdered
they
by the heroes of the
can't
story.
Eat solids.
They can absorb them like gelatinous cubes.
No.
Well, I thought
they have skin.
Gross. They're like custard skin.
Yeah. Trust me, not everyone is out to kill everyone else.
It feels like
at some point you meet pacifists, then you make them angry. Then they try and kill you.
Yep.
But it's always your fault.
So yep. I'm looking through and I'm selecting the blue duck. No, wait. How can I say no to the green or the purple? I don't know. I'll come back to me later.
Good work, Isbin. Where'd you get that from? And I pull my dagger out.
Yep.
And I start stabbing at it too.
Okay. Roll hit.
Woo! Knife times! Yeah! Lady of the North Wind, knife time!
That's a 14. Unbelievable.
That'll hit.
Yeah. Come on in!
Oh, would I get sneak attack damage?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, there's that. And there's that. And that makes 24.
Okay, yeah, you pull out your dagger and you just stab. And where you stab, it tears open. And all three of you fall from the Titan hand into this white misty space inside the head of the Lady of the North Wind.
Yes.
And Isbin says, thank you, where are we? Thank you. And then you hear the dolphins again.
We're in the Lady of the North Wind.
And then we leave it there.
This is great.
That is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see what happens inside the Lady of the North Wind. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art. Also to Tabletop Audio and BattleBards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you want to find out more about the podcast, you can find us at our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com. There you'll find more information on this podcast and all of the other many and varied podcasts on the network. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter. And please, if you want to help us out, just give us a rating and a review on your podcatcher of choice. I've been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Morgan Phillips and I'm a human.
And I'm Isabella Vallette and I'm also a human. But I was raised by fairies. And now I'm taking my human friend Morgan in to meet all of the mythological creatures that I know.
Every Sunday we meet a new mythological creature and interview them about their life in a modern day context.
Such as?
The Night King from Game of Thrones.
Funicula, the friendly vampire brother of Dracula.
We've met the Loch Ness Monster.
Santa.
The Volpertinger.
The Devil.
And a mermaid.
And many more.
We release all our interviews as a podcast called Off with the Fairies, where we interview a new mythological creature every week living in a modern day world.
Come join us.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.